am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show, part B of the historic 25th episode anniversary. Now then, I just got back from some pressing matters to find that the Thaddeus had attempted to create the show by himself, but I could not allow our listeners to be without a proper 25th episode anniversary show edition thing, so I'm here to do this for you today, and if you notice a difference in the quality or sound, that's because we've got a new headset, and more on that later, folks. Whether it's better or worse, I can't tell at this juncture. Now then, I think it is time that we say hello to co-host for this evening, Thaddeus. Say hello, Thaddeus.
Ah.
Indeed, that was Thaddeus. He is here with us. You heard him in part A of the show, and when he thought it would be fun to do the show by himself, because I had not yet returned from my issue and matters and things. Now, we are here for the 25th episode, and we hope you in... we hope you enjoyed the past few episodes, and don't forget, we had the Origami Land video a while back, and I said we will have more, and hopefully, this may not work out, but it would be cool if we can get one filmed rather soon. Now then, that means it's about time for us to progress on with the show, and so the first thing we have is the quiz. This week's quiz question is as follows. From which movie is this the theme tune? Thaddeus, that didn't even make grammatical sense.
Ah.
Indeed! Okay, which show is this the theme tune? Which film is this a theme tune for? Go! Not you, Thaddeus. Do 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 do. And with that said, if you know the answer to that question, don't forget to go to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. That is where you send your guesses as to the movie that is from, the epic movie. There may be clues later in the show. Now then, that's that. If you also, you can leave a comment on thedeanshow.blogspot.com if you wish to do that. And I'm going to progress with Raw. So Thaddeus, hit that theme tune. Thanks, Evan.
Raw. Raw wow. Raw wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Raw. Monday Night Raw.
Okay. So, the Raw. What happened this week on the Raw show that happens with the Thing and the Wrestle and the Wrestling? Okay, this week, some guy, Jeremy Piven or some such person, is the host, along with some Asian pimp dude. Now he books Triple H versus Legacy. Do not want! The Miz and John Cena come out. Cena talks and reminds me why I hate Raw. And now if The Miz loses to Cena, he's banned from SummerSlam and from the arena, and he has to leave Raw. Jack Swagger happens, he buries the Evan Bourne for the URG! I like the Evan Bourne, I don't care terribly for the Swagger. Why do this? Why bury Bourne? As for the match itself, it was sort of meh. Now apparently Chris Jericho has replaced Edge with some sort of crappy The Big Show. Why? This Jericho Edge was an amazing team. Why ruin it with this Big Show? I wanted the Brian Kendrick as the partner. What's that? What, Thaddeus? They fired the Brian Kendrick? How dare they fire the Brian Kendrick? See, this is why I hate WWE. They always have to break everything good they have, the few good guys they have, and they fire them, and I hate them so much. Moving on, Triple H gets to bury Priceless. He goes for a pedigree, million dollar dream, leg sweep, slam, combo thing, kick out. That's just great. Kicked out of his finisher. Now Rhodes with the twisty McGee, and for the win! Yes! Ha frickin' za! Triple H lost to the Legacy. And this is awesome, and he's really selling the loss, and like he's hurt, and he looks very much not like his dominant self, and I'm loving it. And he's very broken down. But then we find out that the reason is he now needs to call in a partner, and that means we get the return of D-Generation X for the ARG-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- I don't want this, they shouldn't have split them up, I didn't want them to be split up. Now we find out that Primo is more interesting than Carlito and has better moves. And the backcracker, Carlito over Mini-Arg. Now then, Chavo versus Hornswoggle. But Hornswoggle isn't here. This is good. I liked this. Didn't you like this, Thaddeus? Yes, you did. Out comes Mark Henry as Mark Swoggle with the green bowler hat for the lol. So Henry apparently is a face now, maybe? Not sure. I'm liking his grin that he's doing. World's Strongest Slam, Henry over. And now, for the ARG, Hornswoggling happens. And then they dance. Henry and Swoggle dance for the lulls. And I'm quite enjoying this. And Henry even does the jumping leprechaun, Irish heel click thing. And Thaddeus liked it, didn't you, Thaddeus? Yes, you did. Okay, now then, while I do the next match, I wish Thaddeus to prepare the tea. Now then, Kofi Kingston defends the US title against the Big Show. I was enjoying the music mashup that Jericho and Show had. Now Big Show has a cool new singlet. He does the knee DT. These are interesting. And then we go back to same old Big Show, pushing people around the ring and standing on them. Board happens. Interesting submissions, though, then, towards the end by the Big Show. Trouble in Paradise. Now, Kofi hits the Trouble in Paradise, his finisher, and he then hits a top rope leg drop, and the Big Show still kicks out, and then is for the R, and then Big Show is randomly disqualified for wrestling too much or something. Now, in some sort of rule technicality. Now, Shawn Michaels, who we assume Triple H is phoning, hangs up on him, says he won't come back. I'm loving the sad, depressed, desperate Triple H. How did he let this happen? I mean, whose idea was this? Triple H usually doesn't allow this to happen. Now we find out next week's host is Sergeant Slaughter for the... Yes! Thaddeus is a big fan of the Sergeant Slaughter. Thaddeus, tell us why. Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. Now the host, Jeremy Piven, has a heel turn, sends out heel lumberjacks for the Miz-Cena match, giving Miz the advantage. So Miz better win because he has the advantage. He has all these lumberjacks surrounding the ring. They're on his side. Now on the outside, Cena's thrown out, masks are Hydra Lock, and then, wait a minute, Master Locke? Wait a minute, what? Chris Masters? Where did he come from? Apparently he has returned, and no one cares. Orton pulls down the ropes so that Cena falls out. This is later on. In the middle of the five-knuckle shuffle attempt. Now Legacy with a beatdown. Miz is in the ring with a cane, so Cena's got the disadvantage because of all these lumberjacks who are siding with the Miz beating him up. Legacy beat him down. Miz has a weapon. Cena ducks. FU and it's over. One move and he wins, despite all of the odds that are against him. So even with all heel lumberjacks, two beatdowns, the referee is distracted and a weapon is brought into the ring, one move is all it takes for Cena to beat the Miz. Arrgh! And now then, John Cena beats up everyone there. Piven comes off the top rope, gets some sort of actor caught, and now thrown over the ropes, hit with people, and now the Asian pimp is thrown over the ropes, and I write down, sigh. And that's your Raw. Thaddeus, what were your thoughts on the Raw? Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. Now it's time for a message from our brand new sponsor, Go!
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by Round Dice. Because cubes are for noobs.
And that was our new sponsor, the Round Dice, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. Okay, so I'm trying to adjust the mic so that it's in such a position that it's gonna take me a while to get used to how to work this new headset and make it sound good. And then I'd like to discuss some things. We have the thing that happened there. The JakaraPro.com store reveals you can now buy this a Hydra Sea Monster Hydra mask, $20. The Dean could be awesome with this mask. Can you the Dean with the Hydra mask running around being a Hydra and stuff? How awesome would this be? Thaddeus, you're back with my tea. Huzzah! Let me sip out the tea whilst we contemplate. Think of Thaddeus wearing a Hydra Sea Monster Hydra mask thing. Ah, there's some good tea, Thaddeus. Some good tea. Well done. Imagine this mask, Hydra mask. Awesome. Do you need to get a muscle suit with it though? You need to find one of those from somewhere to wear with it. Now then, that's that discussed. And up next, I want to talk about some stuff. A film I watched recently. It was called I watched a couple films. I'm going to discuss them. The first one, I forget what it was called. It was a film with the Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, if you've seen some of his older films, you'll see the Jean-Claude Van Damme very, very muscular at the time. Very muscular and very sort of fit and athletic in that way, and good at the martial arts. When you watch this film, first of all, he's got sort of crazy hair a little bit. Second, he's absolutely not muscly in the slightest. Now, he didn't suddenly turn into Big Daddy V or anything, or Thaddeus when he couldn't fit through the trapdoor because he'd eaten too many caramel squares, but he wasn't exactly his muscly old self. He was sort of average. And he didn't do any martial arts at all. He just shot people. In fact, anyone could have played his part. And I think he's even lost his accent a bit. So really, it wasn't a terribly good movie. And I was still not sure whether or not he was a good guy or a bad guy, but I think he was a cop who was like in a drugs department, but he was addicted to heroin, and now he's in a coma, and things like this. It wasn't terribly good. Much better was the Steven Seagal film, where which I watched quite some time ago. Similar, he was in a coma for quite some time as well, but when he woke up, he had like a huge beard. He spent the first half of the movie just lying in the hospital bed with the huge beard. It was awesome. Everyone must have a huge beard. Thaddeus, start growing a beard, or I will destroy you. Destructomatic. Now then, we move on to the other film I watched, The Blazing Saddles. This is the film with the Mel Brooks making it. Blazing Saddles, hilarious film there. It's like a old style, sort of a western type of thing where the black guy is appointed a sheriff. First black sheriff of like a Rock Ridge is the place it's called, And then they're trying to build a railroad through it, and lots of funny things happen, and in the end it all breaks down, and they actually go to the cinema to watch the end of the movie. They're in, set in a long time before there were cinemas. So it's quite funny. And the guy from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is in it. He's called the Waco Kid. The Waco Kid! Where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. No, not quite. Now that it's time for our next segment, the thing. Thaddeus, what's up next? What's the order? Huzzah! We'll go with that one. Mussolini Corner! Theme tune, hit it!
Welcome everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner.
I'm beginning to forget what I've done and what I haven't done, but I'm going to do the battle for births. Okay. Right, this is the battle for births was Mussolini's attempt to get more children happening and increase the population for expansion purposes. Hitler did this as well, and he sort of gave incentives and rewards to families for having a couple of kids. 3 to 4 was what he wanted. Aryan and the like. Mussolini was a bit the same. I don't know who did it first. It's probably Mussolini. He did most things first. But he did it very badly. Okay, Mussolini asked all families to have 12 children. This is just the craziest thing! He told all families in Italy the ideal family should have 12 children, and the idea for this was that this was supposed to mean that they could have lots of people and increase the population and stuff. Now, when Hitler asked people to have 3 or 4 kids, lots of people actually did. When Mussolini asked everyone to have 12 kids, the typical response was, if he wants the kids, he can look after them. No one wanted to have 12 children. And when awards were given, Mussolini gave the incentives for people who had 6 children. So he actually set the target at 12, but then rewarded you for getting half of that, because he knew that absolutely no one would go for 12, because his policy was crap. Why set a target if you're going to reward people for half achieving it? It's because you knew no one was going to go for 12. I mean, is there something in the mentality of Mussolini where he does this on purpose, Thaddeus? What do you think? Go. See, I think you're right. It's just like when he tried to enforce those silly laws about lait and voix and the handshake and the year one, and then he didn't even bother enforcing them. Because he knows that people are just going to not laugh at him and not take it seriously. Then why do it? I got nothing. Now, we do have some legal problems. Apparently it has become necessary that on the Dean Show it has been ordered that we give a 1 minute silence to Repairman as a tribute to his life. I have no idea who this person is, but we're going to do it anyway. So, what I want you to do is pause your iPod for 1 minute. Now then, we're going to continue on with where we are this episode with the ECW review. Hit the theme tune. Start hitting it, Thaddeus! Hit it harder.
ECW! 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 Extreme Championship!
Okay, this is what my notes say for the ECW. Show opens with Abraham Washington. Huge boos, let's practice. Thaddeus, join in. Boo. Now then, no one likes this Abraham Washington at all. Leave now. Now Zack Ryder out to the woo-woo-woo. I hate both of these guys. This is really, really bad. Arg! Then Shelton Benjamin out, and now they talk, but they replace swear words with the word smurf. This is wasting my precious tiempo. Now they have a sing-off, and now they get into a brawl. Args galore. Arg! Okay, now the Bellas and Tiffany are talking, and somehow they're not walking, they're standing still, but they're sliding backstage like floating or something. It's very strange. Now some girl is about to get have some boxes fall on her, and the hurricane swoops in, saves her, and I love it. Now Seamus and Goldust happen, and Seamus bores me. Goldust getting squashed happens. This is the ARG. Now then, never-ending arm holds happen. Seamus beats Goldust by tripping him up when he's on the turnbuckle. You beat Goldust with a trip. I wanted the Shattered Dreams, but whatever. Then with the beatdown by Goldust, come on. Final segment, huh? Christian comes out with a car door, and Dreamer with a hot dog cart for the Extreme Rules. Then I said, wait, Christian is the defending champ. Dreamer lost the ECW Championship? Thaddeus! Why didn't you tell me, Thaddeus? Dreamer losing the title gets the... Okay, I've just realised I haven't actually watched the main event, so what we'll do is I will watch it and I'll mention it later in the show. Now then, yeah. I have two news updates / public service announcements to give to everyone. Number one, Jack was sanding. Number two, good luck to Sam, who is heading over to Nigeria for the rest of August. I believe he's gone already, possibly, so good luck to him. In there, working with former street kids, and the like, and like that. Now then, yeah. So, we have some things, what have I been playing recently, to discuss. Thaddeus, first of all, would go first with what he's been playing on the old Game Boy Color. Thaddeus, what have you been playing? Right, Wario Blast, and how's that been going for you, Thaddeus? I see. It features Bomberman. Interesting. So really, it's just a Bomberman game, but with Wario in it. Yes. Hang your head in shame, Thaddeus. Shame. Now then, what have I been playing? Well, I sort of tried some more Bionic Commando. I was, I am playing this on hard, don't forget. I'm 89% through it. I basically got to the part where I've got no ammo, and I ran into a room with, like, all sorts of crazy bad guys trying to kill me. Somehow, I fluked my way through that room, got to a save, and moved on to the next section, which was run up here with snipers everywhere, and robots everywhere, and killing, and things, and hard. And I was did it a few times, and I couldn't do it, and I decided that I was bored with this game. It is too difficult. I don't like it. It is not up to the standards of the Dean. So I have smitten Bionic Commando. Instead, what have I been playing since then? Well, I was playing some The Conduit on the Wii. This is awkward because you've got to use the Wiimote and the Nunchuck, and this leads to difficulty when one hand is controlling movement, and the other is controlling where you're looking, and also, therefore, aiming. So you've got to... It works okay when you're just walking along slowly, but when lots of enemies appear, it gets rather confusing. It's also highly sensitive, so it's hard. It makes it even harder to work out what's going on. You're just spinning around like crazy. But not in the good way, like in Left 4 Dead. No, you're sort of... It's really, really difficult to control what you're looking at. It's like two things. It's just really hard. Now then, I wish to tell you that if you're listening to this particular episode, then you are incredibly of the lucky. Because, first of all, very lucky that this episode should exist. First of all, because you already got the Thaddeus episode, and second, because at this point in time, first of all, I'm just back from errands and the like. But even as well as that, more of third, I suppose. Producer Logic Honor is actually in the Scotland it's Escuthia, I believe they call it. So he's in there, and so we had to get some sort of setup happening where he could still do the show. So, you know, incredibly lucky. Plus, we had no headset, that broke, so I had to get a new one. So, four reasons why you're incredibly lucky to be listening to this show. The 25th episode of Versario! Like it, or be destroyed. Now then. Okay, it is now time for the smiting list. Thaddeus, hit that music. The smiting list!
And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten.
Okay, Thaddeus, who shall we smite this week? Perhaps. Okay, then let's smite our old headset. The old headset. Let us smite it. Okay. Because it didn't work anymore. It's a bit broken. I'm going to take it here and describe it for you. Okay. It is, first of all, it's nowhere near as good as the new one, which I'll discuss in a moment, but it's got sellotape on it, holding it together. It's got lots of material ripping off it. And it doesn't work properly when I try to record in it, so it's really pretty old and bad. So we smite it! I'm a-charging my smiteometer, and I'm a-firing my smiting lasers! There we go, it's been smitten. Now then, the new headset. I went to the Mplex to get this new headset. And I checked on their website, thank goodness, and I knew the exact model of the exact thing I wanted. Walked into the empty shop, spotted the headsets, and began looking at. And I very quickly picked out the one I wanted. Then I heard a hello, and the owner of whoever was working in the shop anyway, I guess wanted to know what I wanted, but it's you know, can't I come in and look around to see what I want or? I mean, was I supposed to ask him what I want? I'm not really sure what's going on here. Can I just browse or something? So, again, no browsing is allowed in Mplex. Because, you know, as soon as I walked in and I began looking at something, he was calling me up, you know, what do you want? Asking what I wanted. And I brought up the headset to him and, you know, how much is this? Of course, I already knew the answer to that question. And bought it. I would like to purchase that orange inflatable beach ball and a small bucket and spade. No. I don't know what voice that was supposed to be. But this new one is supposed to be pretty cool and have some cool features, which I shall read to you from the pack. Certet matelasse oreillette. Bon tenu grâce à l'arco. 54 grams. Arc repliable pour gagner de la place lors du transport. Microphone très sensible régable de manière personnalisée. Liberté de mouvement grâce au câble de 2.1 meters. Le contrôle du volume est facile d'accès. So those are the features if you speak the France. Now then, back to what I've been playing. I've thought of another one. Fallout Trace, it returneth. I purchased the Point Lookout DLC. Been playing some of this thing, and it is pretty good. You know, I'm enjoying it. Though I must say that it was parts of it are very, very much like Oblivion, not Fallout 3, and I enjoyed that. It's a nice little place, walking around, killing people. And the one part I recall was I had to. Oh wait, let me think. Yeah, it was just a side quest. I found a little place, and the guy said to me, "You know, why don't you go in and fight some ghouls?" If you give me, I had to pay 1,000 caps to fight ghouls that I could find anywhere. Went in, two other guys were there, and in came the feral ghouls and swamp ghouls to kill me. The ghouls did absolutely nothing. Now, I'm not sure if this is because I had a ghoul mask, which made all the ghouls like me. Though I don't have it anymore, and I'm finding that ghouls still like me. Maybe I'm just immune to them at this point. Maybe they love me so much. Or maybe it's because I'm really bad. With the level 20 bad person or something. I don't know. But they all like me, and so they didn't kill me or the other two people. Then I sort of began to realize that the quest would only end when all the ghouls were dead. So, sad face, but I had to kill them all. Now, the other two just stood there, and the ghouls all ran at me. So upon killing all the ghouls, I killed the other two participants in the challenge, went out, found the guy, and he said, "Well, you survived, that was really good," and I killed him and took my 1,000 caps back, plus 800 bonus! So yeah, we already know I don't recommend Operation Anchorage, but get this point lookout. It's fun. The main quest is that there's a guy in a mansion, and you help him defend against an attack, and then there's a professor brain thing, and you gotta tell the side of either the guy or the brain. In the end, I just killed them both, because that's what I do. I also changed sides 3 times in the middle. Apparently you can do that, though you're not really meant to, I don't believe. So yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure that's about it, really, for Point Lookout. I would now like to have our next segment. It's time for the Nile of the Week, so hit that music. Thaddeus, we do have music for this, don't we, Thaddeus? Well, we better! It is the Nile of the Week! Nile of the Week! Okay, this week's Nile of the Week is Jack. Jack gets the Nile of the Week because I was supposed to be meeting him with him and Alex, and we were going into Belfast, and I wanted to pick up a few items. And Jack did not turn up, and as per the public service announcement you heard earlier, he was sanding. What a feeble excuse. Jack gets the Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Now then, worse than Nile. Okay. Up next, I believe we have a discussion of what? What do I need to talk about? Music, yes. What did I pick up while I was in Belfast? On the way home, I picked up the headset, but what else did I pick up? Music. 2 CDs. I picked up Stiff Upper Lip, which is now the final AC/DC CD I need to purchase, and I also picked up Mothership, which is a Led Zeppelin best of, to try and get me into them. So that's what we've got there. 2 new CDs, I've yet to listen to either of them, but I'm sure they'll be good, and like that. So those are that. Speaking of AC/DC CDs, though, I did purchase the original Australian High Voltage on the eBay, and it didn't arrive, and it should have arrived a couple weeks ago, and it hasn't arrived, and I submitted a complaint, and they've ignored me, so I think I should smite eBay or something. Not really sure. But that didn't make me happy. So, in other AC/DC related news, this is currently the anniversary, the 30-year anniversary of Highway to Hell, and to celebrate it, my t-shirt that I mentioned on the 4th of May, that I ordered on the 4th of May, and then reordered, and then the things, and phone calls, and finally arrived. It is the most epic and crazy t-shirt ever. Okay, so, first of all, black t-shirt, right? Now, on the sleeves, and on bottom, we've got tie-dye going from yellow to orange to like a red, and then sort of converging into a dark purple leading towards the black. This is the flames. And then we've got, on one side, from the Highway to Hell album cover, Devil Angus. Okay. Then we've got a big silver AC/DC logo sort of on the other side, and right down in the middle, but right down the side, in red. And then behind it, in a darker red, Highway to Hell lyrics. Hey mama, look at me, I'm on my way to the promised land. And then on the bottom, in the flames, it does say Highway to Hell. And on back, it's got an AC/DC logo with Angus standing with his guitar, looking a bit like from the Who Made Who almost, that bit, Angus with the guitar, just with the hat really, I'm thinking. And on bottom, from Let There Be Rock album, it does say, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. So there's that. It is an epic t-shirt! What do you think, Thaddeus? What do you think? Thaddeus Piense KL T-shirto es muy awesome. Am I right, Thaddeus? How dare you, Thaddeus? It is the most epic t-shirt of ever, full of the win. Now then. Thaddeus gets no t-shirt. I believe it's about time for our next segment, the Jakara Wrestler of the Week. Hit that music, Thaddeus.
The Jakara Wrestler of the Week.
Well, despite the theme tune, not a wrestler, but this week, ring announcer Loudon Noxious. Noxious, let's see what it says about him on the website on the Jakara Pro. Type, very loud human. Okay, and it says that he comes courtesy of Kaiju Big Battle. Basically, he's the ring announcer and introduces participants and related whatnot. He has crazy spiky hair and a soot and is very loud. That's Loud Noxious, the Jakara personnel of the week, and yeah. Now, I have finished watching ECW, by the way, so we're going to continue on with that. This is what happened in the main event. Straight away, we want tables chant. I can assure you there will be no tables in the match. Sad face. Now, Dreamer swings a cane. White Russian leg sweep! Dreamer hits the Sandman's White Russian leg sweep. Striker calls it correctly. Huzzah! Now, Christian cracks a crutch over Dreamer. And now Christian is thrown into the hot dog cart and hit with part of it. And now Tommy Dreamer eats a hot dog, that's why he's putting on weight. Dreamer now is hit with a bin lid. Christian is thrown into the crowd and one person chants, ECW! And I lolled. Missile dropkick into a bin happens. Now let's go, Christian and Dreamer chants happen. Dreamer does the cane-assisted pump handle suplex. And then throws Christian off the top rope into two bins. Christian is in a tree of woe position. The bin is in front of him. ECW! Everyone chants it. Dreamer runs, but instead of the dropkick, hits the bin hard with a crutch. And now the finish was Christian brings in the car door, runs at Dreamer with it, but Dreamer hits him with a bin lid to avoid it. Fortunately, Christian hits the unprettier on the car door. 1, 2, 3. No! Christian retains, Dreamer does not win the title, and I am upset. Thaddeus, how upset are you? Indeed. Indeed. Muchos upsetos. Now then, I believe the next segment on the show is, what have we got left? Okay, we had some problems. We switched to a new file. The previous one broke. Hopefully the show will be fine. Now then, as I was saying, up next, I'm going to talk about a book I've been reading. If I can just get Thaddeus to pass it over to me. Pass it over to me, Thaddeus! Okay, this book... Whoa, we're breaking everything. This book is called The Social Psychology by Marilyn B. Brewer and William D. Crano. Well, apparently it originally cost £20. This is a book about the social psychology and people and how they think and react to things. Some of it's pretty obvious stuff. Some of it is quite interesting and stuff that I did not know. And I'm only a few chapters in, and I'm finding it very interesting. It's stuff about attitudes and things like this, and I'm really enjoying it. So there's that. Also, when I mentioned my Led Zeppelin CD I bought, this is interesting. This CD, Mothership, two discs, cost £17. I got it for £9, because the case was a little bit broken. Similarly, I bought an Iron Maiden CD once for, it was £13, got it for £5. So £17 down to £9 and £13 down to £5,
Case slightly broken. Discs are fine. Slight breakage in the case, you get it for a fraction of the price. So there's a tip. Always look for cases that are slightly broken and get the sealed edition. Seems to work with best ofs a lot. Now then, yeah, so that's that. We do have our next segment before we move on to The Dean Sings, and then I'll leave you for today. And we'll come back tomorrow with the SmackDown and the Dean Shinery, and we'll take you out with some music. But we do have, up next, a chance to use the most expensive theme tune. Here we go. Hit it. Thaddy Mail. That was the most expensive theme tune. This is Thaddy Mail. We've had two Thaddy Mails. The first is as follows, from from the host of the Thoughts Out of Context show, Boney the Dog. I mark for Thaddeus. That is all. There you go, Thaddeus. You've got a fan. Thaddeus is clapping and jumping up and down, amusedly, and not bringing the tea for some reason. And the second one is from one Smokey Willis, who says that this show is pretty darn good. That's quite good to know. Now then, I wish to talk about tea somewhat, because it's what I do. I have recently, rather than drinking the regular tea, I've switched to the cinnamon tea. Now, I still drink lots of regular tea, but in addition, I drink, usually once per day, I drink a small glass of cinnamon tea. It doesn't taste nice, but it's cool to say that I drink cinnamon tea, with a little chip of lemon sour in there. Now then, that's about it for now. We're gonna have the Dean Sings in just a... Wait a minute. What's that downstairs? What is that downstairs? What's happening? What's going on here? Thaddeus, go see what that is. Whilst I get the song ready for the Dean Sings. See what that is. Thaddeus! I'm home! What? What? Bring me there immediately, Thaddeus! Immediately! Oh no, it can't be! Don't... No, what is it? Aha! Fake the Dean! Fake the Dean! I'm aware you didn't know, Thaddeus. This entire podcast has been recorded by Fake the Dean, an imposter of some sort. Thaddeus, bring me the swords and we will have a duel. Swords at the ready, fight! Clink, clink, clink. Ha! Fake the Dean has been disarmed. And now, Thaddeus, assist me in smiting him with the smitometers! And thus, Fake the Dean has been utterly smitten and destroyed. So, Thaddeus, what's been going on in the show? How far did he get to? I see. Well, Thaddeus, if you get the song ready, we'll pick up with the Dean Sings. I wouldn't mind some tea also, Thaddeus. Now, while you're getting the song ready, I need to ask you, what's been going on in the world of wrestling and the things we discuss in the podcast? The Brian Kendrick fired! Ah, Thaddeus! Tommy Dreamer lost the title, failed to regain it, things, stuff. Thaddeus! That's it, Thaddeus, I've had enough of this. Thaddeus, you're fired. Leave now, Thaddeus. I never want to see you again, after what you have done. Never return to the Temple of the Dean, where the awesome, powerful entity of the Dean resides. Now then, it's time for the Dean Sings. I will hit the music myself. That is, you got 30 seconds to get out of here, or I will smitometer you. Now then, theme tune for the Dean Sings, go.
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean sings, uses songs from promotingcrap.com.
This one's called Communicate, with an 8. You know, to be cool with the kids. You gotta communicate. Communicate. With communication. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sometimes you gotta call them on the telephone. Telephone, ring, ring. Talk about stuff. Stuff on the telephone. Yeah! Other times, you ain't gonna use the telephone. Instead, you're gonna use the text message. Why not use the text message? Text message! Gonna use the text message. Abbreviations. Yeah. Other times you're going to send the email or instant message, 'cause it's cool to send the emails and instant messages. It is cool with the kids, cool with the kids. It is cool with the, cool with the, cool with the kids. It's what we're all doing. Yeah! Yeah. It's also cool to talk in person, but that doesn't happen much because it's less fun. You gotta communicate. Forms of communication. Communicate. With an 8. Cool with the kids. Also, telegram happens if you want to send a telegram, but that's old. And now, my friends, let me tell you the best form of communication. Everyone's favorite form of communication. No, not Morse code. Everyone likes to send the carrier pigeon. Carrier pigeon, carrier pigeon, carrier pigeon, carrier pigeon. Communication. Communication with an 8. Communication. Carrier pigeon. Carrier pigeon. Communication. Communication. Communication.
Communicate. Okay, we're here with the end of the show right now. Hopefully you can't hear the music that's playing in the background. I'm not sure how sensitive this new mic is, but if you can hear it, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break that law about playing people's music. Now then, real quick. Smackdown time. TM Poo, as the kids say. We open with the show opens with CM Punk out. Now he shows himself attacking Jeff from last week. He accuses the fans of drug abuse, taking too many tablets, smoking the funny cigarettes, and they all cheer for the marijuana. Well, why not? Then he calls them all alcoholics. And I enjoy the druggy versus straight edge storyline. Now these people are cheering for Jeff, even though Punk is clearly a better wrestler. Jeff out, they get into a fight, Teddy splits them up, Vince out, and he announces that Teddy can't keep order, so he's appointing a special enforcer for the main event. Now for the yays, John Morrison is out. Side note, Morrison had a title match last week and did really well, so I'm not angry that he didn't win, but he did well. Okay, he's versing Tyson Kidd here. Good interference from the Hart Dynasty, that's how to do a stable, I like it. Though it isn't really a stable because there are only two of them wrestle, Natty's, who is more of a manager at this point, because they would need to have another stable to go against, which also had a girl, in order for it to work. I'm enjoying that Kidd is looking good against a guy who almost won the world title a week ago. Morrison goes for the Moonlight Drive, gets thrown outside, gets back in, split-legged corkscrew moonsault, 1, 2, 3, yay! Morrison, and you know how that goes. Now Jesse from Biscuits and Gravy, Festus Jesse Guy, is now officially Slam Master J. He gets to wrestle more without Festus, thank goodness, versus Hoss. I was hoping for the Hoss of Pain, we never get that. Big splash off the top, Jesse wins. No yay or arg yet. I want to see how this Slam Master J thing pans out. Now a fatal four-way, Knox, Finlay, R-Truth, and Dolph Ziggler take off every zig. Winner gets a shot at the IC title. Not much choice here. I'm going to have to pick Truth because he can spin and would put on an interesting match with Ray. Everyone else I dislike. I dislike him too, but you know. Now R-Truth does his spinny move on Knox, and I predicted that Dolph Ziggler will pin Finlay for the ARGs. Shillelagh to Knox, some random neckbreaker on Finlay. Dolph pins Finlay. I was right! Unfortunately, I wanted Truth to win, so this gets the ARG! I hate Dolph! Now, Jericho out with Big Show in a waistcoat. Yes, I love this. I love that Big Show's in a waistcoat. The match is okay. Codebreaker. JTG is under the ropes. Interestingly, most of him is outside of the ring. I don't know why Jericho would have went for a pin. Jericho argues with the ref. He won't count the pin. We get a roll-up. JTG wins, which is cool. But since Jericho is a better wrestler and I hate crime time, this gets the ARG! Now, this is... I'm just going to mention it briefly, but Kali squashes Ortiz... And then Kane comes out and kidnaps Ranjan Singh. To the main event, the special enforcer is Matt Hardy. Jeff hits the Whisper in the Wind, Matt is doing absolutely nothing outside the ring. GTS, Escape, Twist of Fate, Roll Up, 2 count. Jeff, let's see, where are we? Okay, are we still recording? I don't know. Jeff moves, Punk accidentally kicks Matt, Twist of Fate, Swanton, knees up, Punk goes for the pin, Matt gets angry because he got hit, gets in the ring, pulls the ref out and beats up on our... let's see, what does he do? I don't know if he beats up Punk, but he counts Jeff, it's a roll-up, I think, and he counts the pin for the WTF. Matt's supposed to hit Jeff. Punk just hit you as an accident. And now Punk beats up Jeff with a chair. Teddy books a TLC match, and why not just finish with one more? Simply because Jeff retained the title. That's your SmackDown. Now, I need to mention, I've been listening to my Stiff Upper Lip album. I'm not very familiar with all the songs on it yet, but there are some good stuff on there. Some good songs, some good stuff, I must say. More on that next week, along with Mothership by Led Zeppelin, and I think it's time for The Dinchonary! It's about time that we entered into The Dinchonary, the word... SCUM! All of you listeners... Now we're going to take you out with some Paramore from the Podsafe Music Network. Quickly, I need to insert some plugs. Wigglysworld.com for all the stuff he's involved with, including Trapdoor, Wiggly World, and the like. I'd like to plug Connor-Robinson.co.uk for our producer's website. Don't forget thedeanshrew.blogspot.com for links to everything pertaining to this podcast, and there's also some merch on there, and some new merch I've just put up. And yeah, that's... Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Origami Land is now on YouTube, so tell everyone to check that out. And I think that's pretty much it. I should point out that most of the theme tunes from Evan and Connor helping with those, and that the other songs from Miscellany Corner and The Smiling List and such came from Podsafe, and the theme tune for The Dean Sings was from some random site that gave me that free song. That's it for this week on The Dean Show. Children of The Dean, you must return next week to find out who replaces Thaddeus as my manservant, and more. Return or be smitten!
the Dean. Out.